There have been various times in our history we've had difficulties along the way, times when the very fundamental human rights of people were abused, and times that gave us great cause for concern. But as a people, we have managed to ride the storms, and right now we are putting the bag behind us. But I believe that since we came into constitutional rule, we have managed to grow the process of good governance.
There were instability, coup d'etats, and all that. How did Ghana emerge from all these?
These are unfortunate parts of our history, which sometimes we like to forget. But on the other hand, we also need to pinch ourselves from time to time to remind ourselves that if we do not stand up for what is right, we may fall into yet such difficult situations as the times when we had the military, sometimes the military come the police, ordering the affairs of this nation, and where individuals were deprived of their basic rights as citizens of this nation. But having gone through all this trauma, we then decide as a people that the way to get out of the quagmire of poverty, deprivation, and want is to really manage our affairs in such a way as we uphold the rights of each and every citizen, that the freedoms are not trampled upon. So we have managed to get out of all these difficult situations because we have, as a people, we made a conscious decision never again to allow the military to interfere in the act of governance.
How would you rate governance in the good sense of the word now, 50 years now?
There's been tremendous strides in a positive direction in the way we govern ourselves. And I believe that the whole international community has now recognized that, to the extent that as a people, we have even submitted ourselves, and the first in Africa to do so, actually, to the peer review mechanism, where every facet of our governance process has been examined microscopically in detail, and we've been found to have done most of the things right. Of course, in the life of a nation, there will be times when difficulties occur. But grosso modo, I think we have managed to uphold the tenets of democracy, rule of law, and good governance.
In these last years of Ghana's democracy and good governance, in which areas do you think can be significantly improved that would make Ghana rub shoulders with the developed way of good governance?
If you, in very simple, basic terms, kind of separate economic governance from the other side of the government process, then I say the challenges are really in the field of economic governance. And in this, I am talking about all what one has to put together as a nation to develop and grow the economy by way of creating wealth, leading to employment creation or generation, and even corporate governance, which is part of the economic governance system. And these have been our major challenges because we have still not been able to, not that we can completely uproot it, but we have to reduce corruption and, if you like, improprieties within the system. And we are working seriously at it because there are various laws and rules that govern our system these days. And I believe that if we can tackle in a very vigorous manner the issue of accountability, if you like, our probity within the system of our governance, and that all that we do is calculated to improve the total stock of wealth at the disposal of the nation, then we'll be doing very well.